Jubels. Interesting commandment this morning they asked me to speak about. Exodus chapter 20. We're also going to be turning over to Ephesians chapter 6 in a bit. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. See if I can avoid that fan here. I know all of you that are parents that have kids in Sunday school probably want to bring them back, knowing that this is the one that we're talking about today. You know, it just Art got me there this morning. I've been at the rescue mission almost 38 years. I can remember when I first went, and then I started in August, and then in October, I think it was, maybe the end of September or something like that, they took our staff picture to put it on an 8.5 by 11 to send it to everybody that was on the mailing list, you know. There are more steps here than there were at the chapel at the mission at the time, and I was the 13th person. Now there are close to 400 of us, so times have changed. You know, about 300 of them are making sure I do what I'm supposed to do. So. Okay, man, yeah, Art is one of them. Okay, a quote is attributed to Mark Twain. When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished by how much he'd learned in the last 7 years. And all the fathers are going, yes, 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 because we were all like that. Showing honor is like giving a gift. And I was going to present someone with a present this morning and have them come up here and open the bag and all that sort of thing to help us better understand this concept, because I thought you'd probably be able to tell how much the guy or gal liked the gift by the expression on their face. And the same is true when we honor them. You know, people appreciate honor, and you can see it on their faces when they receive it. So, you'll have to do this in your own mind's eye. I've given somebody a bag, and they open the bag, and you notice their facial expression, you know. Well, it was a gift of a bag full of dirt. Wow. I mean, a bag full of dirt? I think that when we start to think about that, many times we dishonor others by dishing out dirt, right? And you can tell by their faces sometimes. But I have a second gift in your mind's eye. Two great candy bars, whatever that would be. In your world, you know, maybe a bag of peanut M&Ms or something like that. Well, then I gave them two so that they could also give one to someone else to honor them. Well, remember, when we dishonor someone, it's like giving them dirt. And likewise, when we honor someone, it's like we're giving them a valuable gift. Now, specifically, this particular commandment or this sermon, however you want to say it, is directed more toward kids than parents. But we're all children in one way or another, and so it applies to all of us. So the big idea for today that I'm hoping that we all get, that we all know, and I know we know this, but honoring your parents is always the proper thing to do. I didn't say easy. I said proper. Okay. So let's define the word honor. Bruce, what are you talking about? It literally means a heavy weight. It implies that we assign the greatest possible weight in terms of respect to a person by holding them in high regard. To honor someone is to consider them to be weighty or heavy. To esteem or value your parents as precious. And on the other hand, to dishonor means to treat someone as if they were light or insignificant. Now, to honor is to treat with distinction, and to dishonor is to treat them like dirt. To honor our parents is to give them the esteem that God does. Now, I like this definition. To show honor entails an affective side, A-F-F, affective side. And that's a feeling of reverence or respect, you know, and a set of outward manifestations such as gestures. In some countries, you see on TV or you're reading, you see pictures in the magazines or something, people bow. In others, it's more of being attentive. In other places, perhaps that's the way we respond, would be attentive. Or maybe it's actions, conferring titles or privileges, the way we would respond. And all of these things are ways of showing honor. They elevate the person who is being honored. Now, we're to show honor in our attitudes and our actions, because honor is a way to elevate or show esteem. Now, we're going to hear this repeatedly, and I'm sorry, but I think we need to hear it because our world is changing rapidly. But honoring your parents is an attitude accompanied by actions that say to your folks, you are worthy. You have value. You are the person that God sovereignly placed in my life. You may have failed me. Right. You may have hurt me and disappointed me at times. But I'm taking off my judicial robe, and I'm relaxing you and releasing you from the courtroom of my mind. Here's a simplified definition. I like this definition because I'm kind of a simple guy, and it's just easy for me to remember. Number one, you treat people as they're special. Number two, you're doing more than what's expected. And then number three, you have a good attitude about doing that. Aren't those fun? Okay, let's learn how to honor. And we go to Ephesians chapter 6 in verse 2. And notice how it begins. It's almost the exact same verbiage. Honor your father and mother. And the emphasis here in this portion is on your attitude. Not merely just the act of obedience. And this is a quotation, obviously, from the fifth commandment. And it describes a heart disposition, and it deals with the way that we obey. So let me make some observations here. Number one, this is a hinge commandment.
What?
A hinge commandment. It divides those that are directed to God, numbers 1 through 4, and we've heard that, with those related to our relationship with others, all 10. So when you're out of step at home, you'll be out of step and out of whack with God and with everybody else as well. Another observation. This is the first commandment that deals with the family. This one focuses in on the parent-child relationship. And then the seventh commandment deals with marriage and purity. The third observation, it's directed not to the parents, but to the children. And the atmosphere, I think, is in large part related to the response of the children, not just to the loving leadership of the parents. Hint, hint, loving leadership of the parents. Number four, a little technical here, but this is in the present imperative for all you English students here, which means that we are to continually honor as a habit. Number five, it's in the singular. So Paul is addressing each one of us individually. We have to take this personally. It's not just to Dunning Park, although it is to Dunning Park. It's to me personally. So if you have parents, you're to honor them no matter how old you may be. We never outgrow this command. Now, as I kind of briefly touched on a little bit ago, it's obvious in our world that something has gone drastically wrong in our society between parents and children. First, there is an increasing loss of authority for parents. And second, there is an escalating disrespect for parents from their children. And unfortunately, it's only going to get worse as you read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. Do we see that today? Do we ever? Lovers of money. Do we see that today? Golly, he's got that right. Boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unruly. So the family is in deep trouble today. But Scripture has a solution to that problem. Specifically, as children confer honor upon their parents, we will see a change in our society. Wow, really? Yes, that's what the Scriptures teach. When this command is not obeyed, the very fabric of our society will unravel. Scripture tells us eight times to honor your father and your mother. It's repeated so much because it doesn't come naturally to us. It's something we don't want to do. Obedience gets the job done. Honor addresses how the job is done. Obedience is duty. Honor is disposition. Our parents are to be prized because they are worthy of great weight. Honor is the most important ingredient in any family relationship. You know, as husbands and wives honor each other, they have a marriage that can grow to oneness and toward intimacy. And when parents honor their kids will know that they're accepted, they're unique, and they're secure, and that they have a purpose in life. And when children honor their parents, the family will experience more harmony. Honoring your parents is always proper. Let's make a distinction here. And I think there needs to be a distinction between respect and honor. The Greek word often translated respect is phobos, from which we get the word phobia, or fear. And respect is outward, and it's focusing on a person's position or the power of an office, for example. Now, people respect judges because of their authoritative position, when only respect, though, is emphasized in family life, I think it leads to outer conformity, and maybe that's what you're looking for. But I think it's also a false intimacy and eventually distant relationships. The word translated honor in the New Testament means worth or value. It's one thing to respect, fear God because of the tremendous power and greatness that he has, and it's another thing to honor or value him because of those things. It's one thing to obey the crossing guard because of their position. It's another thing to show honor to that crossing guard because of friendship. Respect acknowledges a person's position. Honor attaches, get this, honor attaches worth to that person as an individual. Respect can make a family look really good on the outside. Honor builds the hidden bonds that provide strength and lasting unity. Now let me add that some of you are dealing with the mom or dad who has not acted in honorable ways towards you. I mean, I see that all the time. And perhaps your parent had drug or alcohol problems. Perhaps you were abandoned. Perhaps you were abused, and you may not be able to respect that person in such cases, but you can still honor them in their position as parent. Now, how can we profit from the promise that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you? Paul understands and he underscores the importance of honor in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2. He gets it. He says it's the first command with the promise. That's what he said. It's the first command with the promise. Actually, this is the only of the Ten Commandments that spells out the benefits of keeping it. Honor is so honorable that God underscored that with the promise. Wow. Okay. What's the promise? Here's the promise, that it may go well with you. And this is the one from Ephesians 6:3. That it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. So there are two parts to the promise. Quality of life, our lives will be lightened. Yeah. We need that. That it may go well with you. The word well is an adverb that means fine, good, and refers to that which is really beneficial. And then the next part is quantity of life. Our days will be lengthened that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Emphasize enjoy. When children honor their parents, they will escape a great deal of sin and danger. Not all of it, obviously, but a great deal of it. Think of Samson. Think of Absalom. They're two examples of sons who did not honor their parents. And as a result, their lives were cut short. Incidentally, I think this promise about living long life also refers to our legacy. When we choose to honor our parents, there is a ripple effect that travels down through the generations. A famous preacher once said, if you want to know if a man is godly, check out his grandchildren. That's what I mean by that. Did you know that, this hit me right in the face. Did you know that one of the reasons God gave for the Jews being sent into Babylonian exile was a failure to honor their parents? Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 7, and then verse 15. They have treated their father and their mother with contempt. I will disperse you among the nations and scatter you through the countries. You think God took this seriously? I hope they learned their lesson. Do you want your life to be enriched and extended? If so, then honor your parents. Deuteronomy chapter 27 and verse 16 says, cursed is the man who dishonors his father or his mother. Cursed. Ooh, strong word. Proverbs 30, verse 17, paints a vivid picture of what happens when we diss our dads or malign our moms. The eye that mocks a father, that scorns obedience to a mother. Whew. This is a hard verse from the scripture. It says, will be pecked out by the ravens in the valley and will be eaten by the vultures. Oh, that's a pleasant thought. Jeez. Honoring your parents is always proper. Here's some other reasons to honor your parents. Number one, it is right. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1. Number two, it pleases God. Colossians 3. In verse 20. Number three, it teaches respect for authority. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Number four, it places you under God's protection. That's from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 through 23. Number five, it brings peace and joy to your parents. In Proverbs, chapter 15 and verse 20, Solomon says, a wise son brings joy to his father. Yes! You know, but a foolish man despises his mother. Number six, it helps you to grow in wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Let me ask you a few questions now. See how you're doing. How are you doing at showing honor to others? What does it say in Romans 12:10? Honor one another above yourselves. Another question. How are you honoring or dishonoring your parents? Have you been treating them as distinguished or like dirt? Do you consider their advice and their role as weighty or worthless? Proverbs 1:8 challenges us to heed what our parents tell us. Listen. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. So let's determine not to be like the honorless household that was described in Micah chapter 7 and verse 6, where it says, for a son dishonors his father, and a daughter rises up against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. Yes. Well, some practical pointers to help us honor our parents. Place great value on your relationship with them. You know, knock off the attitude that says, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, it does. God says it does. That makes it matter. You know, take the initiative. Take the initiative to improve the relationship in whatever increments you can. Number three, recognize that your parents have done some things right. Number four, thank your parents, if they're still alive, for the sacrifices that they've made on your behalf. Number five, see your parents as Christ sees them. Number six, forgive them, even as God in Christ has forgiven you. I'll never forget those guys. They were rough. It's not the choice. Another question. Parents, are you showing honor to your kids? Or do you more often treat them as something not very important? Adults, are you honoring your aging parents today? Or are you looking for ways to demonstrate love and care and concern? You know, there's a Grimm's fairy tale. You know, some things just sort of haunt me. This is one of them. I can't tell you the title on this one. And the expert over here, I can't, and she couldn't even tell me the title of this one. It's a Grimm's fairy tale about a family with two kids and an elderly grandfather. And the elderly grandfather started to have trouble eating at the table. So the parents gave him the business. And then they put him in the corner. And then they took away the silverware and put his food in a trough so that he could eat with his fingers. And one day, the parents saw the kids outside. And they had a saw and a hammer, nails, and some wood. And, hey, what are you guys doing? We're building a trough for you when you get old. And old Grimm, he wasn't so far off the track in that one. Change, man, change really is impossible unless we hold on to another word. And that word is Jesus. He is the word, Jesus. Jesus is the name that is above every name. Do you agree? Go like this. Okay. The one who is the only way is the only one who can change your family. And he does it by first changing you. What does Jesus say? He's quoting Isaiah in John chapter 5 in verse 23. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. How's your heart today? Where is your heart today? The Lord Jesus loved us enough to come to this earth and to die for our sins. And because he's forgiven us, we certainly ought to be able to forgive a lot of other people. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Jubals are going to come up and we're going to have a song in closing, and then I'll close in prayer. Practical guidance and wisdom that you give to us through your word. Help us, Lord, as we think about these things, to recognize that we need to make changes in our lives, maybe in lots of areas. And we know that you can help us do that. As we think of that, we recognize that it's because of what the Lord Jesus has done on the cross. for our sins. Help us to demonstrate the love of the Lord Jesus to those that we come in contact with, our parents, our children, whatever the case might be, or help us to influence others where we work and where we live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.